ticket machines at train stations are charging passengers more than double the price they would pay online for certain journeys, according to a study by Consumer Group Which. The research found that same-day rail tickets were on average 50% more expensive at stations compared to online prices. The study also found that the best value fares were hard to find on many machines. Plans to close many ticket offices at train stations were cancelled after people complained. Currently, only 1 in 6 train stations has a full-time ticket office, which sent people to 15 train stations to compare the prices of tickets from machines with those from online retailer Trainline. They found that there were big differences in prices. For example, a journey from Holmes Chapel to London cost £66 at a machine, but only £26 online. The price difference was even bigger for a journey from Northampton to Cardiff, which cost £107 at a machine but only £43 online. The higher prices at machines are because they don't offer cheaper advance fares or off-peak fares. Rory Boland, editor of Which? Travel, said that the price differences were amazing. He pointed out that many people, especially older people who don't have the internet, are paying more than they need to when they travel. 2 in 5 train stations don't have a ticket office at all, so people have no choice but to use the machines. The many different types of train fares also make it hard for people to know which one is best for them. Train company LNER is trying to make fares simpler by getting rid of return tickets and reducing the number of standard class fares. The Rail Delivery Group, which represents train companies, agrees that more needs to be done to make fares easier for customers. They say that introducing single-leg pricing and expanding contactless fares are important changes. In December, the Department for Transport announced that train fares in England would go up by up to 4.9% from March, which is less than the usual increase in January.